Oh my goodness. California orders a shutdown, right? Not a shutdown. Well, they're using pretty words. They're trying to like make it sound prettier than what it is. But this shit is crazy, man. I'm sorry to use this type of language, but I'm what they consider, I have an essential job. Meaning that I have to go to work under this California stay-at-home order. So, man, let me tell you. You know, if you already got fear of, you know, the police pulling up behind you and blowing your brains out. I don't know what this thing is about, man. Because allegedly they have over 500 National Guards situated throughout California to kind of, which I believe is probably double that. They probably have like 1,000. But according to the reports, it's 500. It's 500, National Guard situated throughout the state to kind of make sure things don't get out of hand or things don't get carried away. And what the stay-at-home order is basically you have to stay at home unless you're going to the grocery store, you're going to the laundromat, you go to one of those quote-unquote essential jobs, or what else was it? You basically can't go anywhere where it's going to be more than 10 people. They're saying, oh, this is not a shutdown because you can come outside the house and walk down the street. And which I think is pure bullshit. Only if you're a white person, you can really go outside. But if you're in the hood, I just think this is a way that they can ramp it up. If you're already a person that lives in the hood, this is a way for them to kind of ramp it up. And you know what I'm saying? They could take more people to jail, or they could fine more people. Because if you read the fine print, the fine print on the website for the stay-at-home order, they say, you can be fined or you can even be taken to jail if you disobey this order. So they could just pull you over and be like, hey, where are you going? And because of the stay-at-home order, they're justified in whatever they say. They can say, well, I just wanted to see what you were doing. Or they could say whatever. I ain't really got to give you too much of an excuse. So this is how that kind of affects black people. It's like, you was a black person that was already unemployed, or you were a black person and you just kind of like, I don't know, thinking you could go outside and walk to your local liquor store or something, or a grocery store, and get something. You know, it's a possibility that you may be harassed. And my thing is, I got outside. I didn't know what the hell to think because he shut it down. He said this is gonna come. This gonna happen around midnight. He said this is happening around. This order goes in effect midnight on Friday morning. So I didn't know what the hell to expect. I didn't know if it was gonna be some dudes out here in some Hummers, you know, kind of going around enforcing people, telling people, hey, look, this is what it is. I didn't know somebody's gonna have AK-47 like National Guards, LA riot style. I didn't know what to expect. But there was already less traffic. But this right here just cuts the traffic down like crazy. You know, people are kind of like, people are already like, you know, freeways are already just cleared up. There's just basically no traffic on the freeways. You still have crazy ass drivers though. But I didn't know what the hell to expect when I got up this morning. I'm like, man, I don't know what to say. And the scary part is the governor, he estimates that over half of all Californians will get this, come in contact, and not only come in contact, but somehow get infected. That was the words he used. He says half of the Californians will get infected, which is 25.5 million people infected, which will pretty much wipe out the elderly population. That's a lot of people who are elderly. So that pretty much wipes out the elderly population. You know what I mean? At least, I would say a quarter of the population. If it's half, it's going to knock off a quarter of the elderly population. So that's my concern. It's not so much me getting the virus, it's me being a carrier of the virus and spreading that shit. You know, that's what's lost on a lot of people. People are talking about, well, I'm not worried about the coronavirus. Nothing's going to happen to me. Yeah, motherfucker, but you're a carrier. You're carrying this disease and spreading it among people who have weaker immune systems. You might be fine, but the person that you come in contact with that has all of these conditions, diabetes, high blood pressure, whatever, you know, the list goes on. All of these heart disease, all of these different ailments and problems, you might come in contact with somebody. That's the, whatever you gave them, it's just their whole entire immune system down. So I'm feeling bad for a lot of the drivers and the workers that are out here, like the bus drivers, you know what I mean? These guys come in contact with the worst of the worst, and I really feel bad for them. You know, they're working for the public, and it's just insane. It's really insane. I'm just aghast. I'm at, like, out of words, because when my job, we're going towards the damn coronavirus. That's all I can pretty much say. Stuff that I'm breathing in, this is the worst of the worst. So, you know, I'm hoping that this stuff gets resolved, because my fear is having a damn coronavirus and spreading that amongst my mom or my mother-in-law or somebody who, you know, who has a weaker immune system that falls into that 65 and older category, right? So I don't know. It's just a weird, strange time right now, because I'm thankful that I have a job that falls into the line of essential services. But at the same time, I'm fearful, because I do not want to be a carrier of that disease. And then what the crazy thing is, my daughters, they both have birthdays during this shutdown. My daughters both have birthdays during this shutdown. I have one that has a birthday coming up this month, and another one who has a birthday next month, but it's within that shutdown period, and there's pretty much nothing I can really do. I can't really throw a party for them, because this is a quarantine period. And this COVID-19. Oh shit, I don't know where that sneeze came from. So this COVID-19 is, it can stay in the air for 3 hours. It can stay on a plastic surface for up to three days. It can stay on copper for 24 hours. and they can stay on cardboard for up to 24 hours. So that means if one of your Amazon packages, somebody sneezes on the damn package and don't say nothing, and you bring it into the house, you got the airborne stuff that's going to last 3 to 4 hours, plus the, you know, you got to pretty much spray it down with bleach, any kind of package you get, because ain't no telling if your shit been sneezed on by the Amazon guy or the FedEx guy. It's just, it's chaos. Absolute chaos. I probably won't see my mom for like 2 months, because I'm quite sure that I'm going to come in contact with this shit. I don't know. The tests aren't readily available. You know, if the average person can't go get a COVID-19 test, they don't try to build no damn drive-through centers for this COVID-19. This stuff's going to get out of hand. And there's no telling how long this thing may last. It might be a year or more before we break even. But one thing that is just kind of shocking is a lot of NBA players are getting it. That lets you know that shit is so contagious. It's very, very contagious. If a couple Lakers got it, a couple Lakers have the coronavirus, but a lot of these NBA players, they're in great condition. They're in great health. So you would never know if this person has, you never know this person has what. You don't know. You would never know because they have the best health. So I think the NBA season gets shut down. I think the NFL season doesn't start if it continues on into the, you know, past the summer. The vaccine process has been started, but that could take up to a year or more. The company that's doing it, they haven't had FDA approval. So, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. We had no idea what the hell's going to happen. I'm just sitting up here, you know, thinking to myself, boy, I feel bad for these first responders. These people that's getting paid $14 an hour. And they are like these EMTs. To have to kind of go towards a person that is infected. The person's infected and they have symptoms of pneumonia, organs shutting down, all kinds of weirdo shit. And this person's, they're making $14 an hour, $13 an hour trying to help this person get to the hospital. You know? Absolutely crazy. I was telling my wife, I've never, ever, 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 ever thought that I would live during a time where something like this would happen. This is something out of a movie, right? But it's real life. And my wife has an essential job too, so, you know, we got to get up. We got to go to work. So, you know, for all my people out there that's not in California, man, just, hey, stay ready so you don't have to get ready, man. You know, they're talking about you could take out. You can order food to take out. I wouldn't even suggest that because you don't know how the person's preparing your food. You have no idea. You have no idea what this person did. Did this person go out and have contact with somebody who has it? Because, like I say, you don't have to have symptoms for this shit to be contagious. So, you know, you got to cook your own food. That would be my suggestion. Cook your own food. Prepare your own food. Limit contact. You know, if you don't have to go to the store, don't go to the store, because you want to limit as much contact as you possibly can. And I'm hearing that the grocery store is only letting like 10 people in at a time anyway. You know, for this social distancing thing. And all I can really say, man, just stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You know, don't panic. You know, it hasn't gotten to the purge yet. But I say it's headed there. All right, I'm out.